Try Not to Remember. Written by Frank C. Senia. Narrated by Karen Voss. Chapter 1. Sally and I are returning from a week's vacation from Hawaii's sun-drenched beaches. It's clear, warm water, and exotic hotels, to our home in New Haven, Connecticut. The past week was spent in the ocean and poolside, basking in the warm sun. We both indulge in exciting foods catered by the attentive and caring staff of the Maui Resort. It won't be easy to return to our daily schedule and work. It is January, the middle of winter, but here in Hawaii the weather is warm at 80 degrees on sunny days. Shortly, we will be heading back to a dismal 20-degree temperature awaiting us in New Haven, Connecticut. Sitting in the hotel lobby after breakfast, we hear an announcement. John and Sally Richards proceed to the hotel shuttle, heading for the Kahului Airport. As we stand and roll our two suitcases toward the shuttle bus, a hotel employee reaches for our luggage and wheels the bag to the shuttle bus, where they are loaded aboard. I hand him a $5 tip for his consideration. We say our goodbyes to Karen and Peter, whom we met while sunbathing on the beach. Both were from the New York area, and returning on Sunday also on a different flight. We exchanged phone numbers and vowed to be in touch soon. Peter worked on Wall Street as a derivative broker for Chase Bank. He would commute from his home in Westchester to New York City by train daily. His days were long between commuting and work. It dominated 12 hours each day. From his home in Westchester to New Haven was about an hour plus ride, some 60 miles of highway. I enjoyed his company in dining with them both, and I am sure this friendship will continue. Both wives have the same sport in common, playing tennis. The shuttle drives us to the airport with the company of some 20 individuals heading home this Sunday morning, all with suntans, hats, and flowers hanging from their necks. We find two seats toward the rear across from a pale individual wearing a light blue shirt, a black sports jacket with a baseball cap, with the New York Mets logo. He stands out like a light bulb, boarding the bus, wearing a coat among short-sleeved passengers with shorts. We exited the shuttle upon arrival, handed out bags, and headed to the security and boarding area. As my suitcase rolled through the screening device, it was red-flagged and pulled aside as we sat and waited during the TSA rubbles through my belonging. The agent calls me over. "What is this 6-inch knife doing in my suitcase? I've never seen it before." He removes the item and puts it in a large container, and we proceed to the boarding gate. Where did the knife come from? I do not know. Strange, isn't it? She smiles timidly. The passengers lined up according to their boarding pass numbers. The American Airlines hostess announced, "Flight 108 to LaGuardia Airport is ready for boarding." Slowly we entered the aircraft one by one and found our seats in rows 21A and B. Just over the plane's wing, the individual on the bus with the jacket and baseball cap occupies seat number C next to my wife. He has his head down, not making eye contact with the others boarding the plane. During the boarding, a passenger having too much to drink started to give the flight attendant a hard time, with his seat several rows behind us. The mysterious person sitting next to my wife exits his chair and walks back, taking charge. He escorts the rowdy passenger from the plane. Several travelers clap their hands. Now my feeling toward him have changed. I hear the twin jet engines humming outside my window seat as we taxi down the runway for takeoff. As the aircraft powers up, we leave the landing strip as I am forced backward into my seat by the jet engine's thrust. Looking out my window, I see the white sand and green and blue-colored water disappear into the distance as we fly away from the island and ascend higher. I am concerned about the gentleman sitting in the aisle seat next to my wife, and he just did not fit into the tourist group on the plane. The flight attendants
Sample complete. Ready to continue?